Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where this nation has just reaffirmed two core principles. One is that Tom Brady wins Super Bowls. It is unbelievable to win two Super Bowls. One, I guess that Peyton Manning did that before. But, of course, winning six with the New England Patriots and then the Super Bowl last night with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So that's one core principle. The other core principle that America has been based upon is Bruce Springsteen doesn't do ads. But he did one last night, yesterday on the Super Bowl, a two-minute ad. Why? We will get to that. There is huge controversy already in Washington, D.C. about a report from the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office. And this report from the Washington Post, not a conservative source at all. The headline in Washington Post says CBO report finds $15 minimum wage would cost jobs. Okay, they add, but lower poverty levels. Now, how would it lower poverty levels if it's costing jobs? Because there are more people who would get some kind of a raise. A raise not paid by the government, but mandated by the government. There are more people than the very substantial number of people, the 1.4 million people, who would lose their jobs within 4 years. According to the CBO report, here is a story. Raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour would significantly reduce poverty and increase earnings for millions of low-wage workers, but it would add to the federal deficit, this is the Washington Post, and cut overall employment, according to a new study from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. The report is sure to animate the already heated debate whether to include raising the federal minimum wage in a budget resolution to help the sputtering economic recovery and aid vaccine distribution and the pressures of the pandemic. Now, this is not going to happen. They're not going to include the $15 minimum wage. How do we know? We know because of His Majesty. Now, who is His Majesty? I just found this out. Apparently, a number of senators on both parties have begun referring to Joe Manchin of West Virginia as Your Majesty, because he is a crucial vote. He is one Democrat. He's already said he thinks $15 an hour is a ridiculous idea, and he does not support it. And why not? Well, partially why not? Because in West Virginia, they are down at $7.25 an hour, just the federal minimum wage. And to all of a sudden, and no, it wouldn't happen all at once, they would go up there gradually. But to try to raise minimum wage to more than double what it is right now, the federal minimum wage, is such a radical proposal that even Joe Biden himself has said, well, he wants to do it, but he doesn't think they're going to be able to do it as part of this COVID-19 relief package that they really, really do care about. And I think it's his acknowledgement of that when he was being interviewed that has helped to feed the economic boom, at least in the stock market, that continue today with all kinds of new records. The Dow Jones up 238 points, the S&P up 29 points. And look, the people who are investing money are hoping for a very strong financial future for the rest of this year, at least. 1-800-955-1776. Could the $15 minimum wage actually interfere with that? The piece in the Washington Post says the minimum wage proposal has split the more liberal wing of the Democratic Party from moderates like Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who has said he does not support the proposal. The existing federal minimum wage at $7.25 an hour has not changed since 2009, and it remains below historic levels when adjusted for inflation, despite gains in worker productivity. Okay, the point here is it has not remained at $7.25 all over the country. There are many, many states, including California and the state of Washington, the state of New York, and more of the blue states, where they have raised the minimum wage much higher. $15 an hour, as people point out in Seattle. And they are saying, some of the, quote, Democratic experts are saying, well, look at Seattle. It hasn't caused unemployment in that town. Actually, it has. It's caused businesses to close. And when businesses close, you get unemployment. And look, the truth of the matter is that nothing is quite normal in the midst of the pandemic. But the idea that adding to the struggles of small businesses to try to break even or actually make a profit, this is the wrong time to do it. And it seems that President Biden might be coming around that point of view. On Friday, President Biden said in an interview with CBS Evening News that he didn't expect the measure to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour to be part of the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package currently under consideration by Congress. Biden said he was prepared for a separate negotiation that would raise the minimum wage, and maybe by a little less than the full $15 an hour, he said in the CBS interview. Look, he said, this is the President of the United States, no one should work 40 hours a week and live below the poverty wage. And if you're making less than $15 an hour, you're living below the poverty wage. And now, of course, that doesn't acknowledge the fact that many people who are or would be earning $15 an hour would be still part of more than a one-income family, because that is the bulk of American families right now. President remains committed to raising the minimum wage. It's something he firmly believes in, says Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary. She also has had to deal with another proposal on the part of Joe Biden that clearly would do damage to the American economy. She got a question, this is clip 8, Jeremy, from Fox News White House correspondent Peter Ducey about fossil fuel jobs being lost because of President Biden's sweeping climate plan. Listen.
I feel pushed on COVID, but first on energy. When is it that the Biden administration is going to let the thousands of fossil fuel industry workers, whether it's pipeline workers or construction workers, who are either out of work or will soon be out of work because of a Biden EO, when it is and where it is that they can go for their green job? And that is something the administration has promised. There is now a gap. So I'm just curious when that happens, when those people can count on that.
Well, I'd certainly welcome you to present your data of all the thousands and thousands of people who won't be getting a green job. Maybe next time you're here, you can present that.
But you said that they would be getting green jobs, so I'm just asking when that happens. Richard Trumka, who is a friend, longtime friend of Joe Biden, says about that day one Keystone EO, he says, I wish he, the president, had paired that more carefully with the thing that he did second by saying, here's where we are creating the jobs. So.
Okay, and then Psaki answers that in a way that has become very typical of this particular press secretary. We will get to controversy over one Super Bowl ad in particular and more on the MedVent Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Seattle minimum wage actually is, right now it's $16.69, almost $17 an hour for most workers. That's effective January 1st of this year. But it can be $15 an hour depending on what company you work for and how you're paid. The minimum wage is $16.69 an hour for most workers in Seattle. Okay, this still leads to this idea that, of course, when President Biden puts forward plans like his climate plan, like canceling the Keystone Pipeline, it costs jobs immediately. And that's why Richard Trumka, who was cited by Peter Doocy of Fox in his questioning of Jen Psaki in her White House press briefing, that's why Peter Doocy was stressing, okay, where are the new jobs that you promised people could get? How long are people going to be waiting for these new jobs, and how are they going to be created and handled? And here is how Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, answered Peter Doocy's demand on that. This is clip 8B.
Mr. Trumka also indicated in the same interview was that President Biden has proposed a climate plan with transformative investments in infrastructure and laid out a plan that will not only create millions of good union jobs, but also help tackle the climate crisis. And as the president has indicated when he gave his primetime address to talk about the American Rescue Plan, he talked about his plans to also put forward a jobs plan in the weeks or months following. And he has every plan to do exactly that.
Okay, in other words, her favorite phrase as press secretary so far has been, I'll circle back to you. And yes, there is a climate plan forthcoming. And in all fairness, President Biden has been president for 18 days now. And I hope we'll see a plan to provide for those jobs lost in the petroleum industry. For whatever reason, the petroleum industry, they were reporting, was doing better. I don't know exactly how the oil stocks did today, but generally the market was up. So who knows? It is a all to be determined. Look, the general economic forecast for the rest of this year, if we continue with the rate of vaccinations, if we do have some increased certainty that allows businesses to open up. And speaking of increased certainty, there was a victory for particularly religious conservatives in the Supreme Court late on Friday. It was announced after our show went off the air. But overruling some of the restrictions in California about religious worship and basically saying that you can't treat a congregation that is meeting for prayer worse than you can treat a commercial enterprise. And the excuse for it was, well, when you're there at prayer, the chances are you're going to be singing and chanting, and that puts more virus into the air, gives you more of a chance of that viral load, which is so serious. Now, this is the interesting thing. The court divided into three different groups, and they were groups with three justices in each of them. And the majority of justices let stand the restrictions on chanting and singing. But the majority of justices also overruled some of the overwhelming restrictions on religious worship, so that now if you have space, if you have up to 25% occupancy, yes, you can pray together. It is an extraordinary moment. But by the way, Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh voted with the more moderate group of three justices. And Gorsuch was more conservative, you could say, more dubious about some of the restrictions that California was placing on religious worship. Speaking of restrictions, there's also this, and again, I find this very heartening. CBS News made some of the same points that Fox News made. And here is a reporter and an anchor for CBS Network talking about what happens to fossil fuel jobs because of Biden's climate plan. This is clip 12. Listen.
We were talking about the jobs and climate envoy jobs and climate. John Kerry told reporters that workers in the oil and gas industry, quote, can be the people who go to work to make solar panels. How are pipeline workers reacting to this idea?
Yeah, they're pretty devastated, Lana. This has really upended their livelihoods. I spoke to one union laborer, Tyler Noel, who's from Aberdeen, South Dakota. He's worked on pipelines for 13 years, and he explained to me a couple things. One is how vital pipeline work is to these workers. It's very good work if you can get it's usually 6 days a week, 10 hours a day. So that gives them 20 hours of overtime that they can count on, which obviously subsidizes a lot of their living. But Tyler also told me, I spoke to him about this argument
that CBS.
Workers can be transitioned into new green energy jobs, as the Biden administration argues. And he said that that is just crazy. He used an example of a welder. He said a welder can weld a pipeline or weld a solar panel, whatever. He said, my trade is labor. I'm a foreman. So I've worked for 13 years, and for what, he asked me. He said, I can't transfer these skills into building a solar panel.
Okay, and aside from which, I know that one of the things Joe Biden has talked about is America first, you'll pardon the expression, priorities in terms of what we buy and what we sell here. But what all of this indicates to me and what is most striking about it is that for people who believed that with Valentine's Day coming up 6 days from now, the media were going to simply send Joe Biden one Valentine after another. And it's not because he's doing such an outrageously inept job. It's there are some proposals that are extremely dubious and worthy of criticism. But look, it's encouraging that there are voices in the news, including voices from so-called mainstream networks, that are questioning some of the excesses of the Biden administration. And Biden just announced today, or at least a press spokesman for him announced, he won't be watching the impeachment trial. I think he will have some company with that. We will get to that and to the Bruce Springsteen ad on the Super Bowl and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
We're not supposed to all agree. You just need to settle down a little bit and quit creating all that hate among the people.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A path to protection is being built as quickly as possible in the ongoing battle against the coronavirus.
In skilled nursing facilities that have had at least one vaccination clinic, an estimated median of almost 80% of residents have received at least one dose of vaccine.
That's how Andy Slavitt opened a White House briefing on the outbreak, Slavitt urging Americans to wear face masks and practice safe social distancing while waiting for vaccines. As former President Donald Trump's Tuesday impeachment trial approaches, there's a growing body of evidence and criminal complaints and affidavits that the January 6th Capitol breach had been pre-planned, undercutting the allegation leveled against Trump that he is guilty of incitement to insurrection. A number of affidavits filed against the accused participants in the Capitol breach show evidence of pre-planning. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Michael Medved show, of all of the ads featured in the Super Bowl and the game itself, what's fascinating to me is that generally Super Bowl games, particularly recently, have been close and very competitive. This ended up not being competitive, which was a delight for the hometown crowd, at least the parts of the hometown crowd that were actually allowed in the stadium in Tampa Bay. But one of the surprises here was a Bruce Springsteen ad. And the reason it's a surprise is Bruce Springsteen is not known to do ads. They have a whole piece in the New York Times about how long Jeep had to court Springsteen to actually get him to do this two-minute ad. And what's fascinating about it is it doesn't really talk about Jeep. It shows Jeep, and it shows an old battered cowboy hat, which apparently they are suggesting that Bruce Springsteen has been wearing, and he's going to the very center of the United States. And it seems to be an ad that is actually trying as hard as it can, and is beautifully shot and beautifully edited, is it's trying to appeal to what Lincoln called the better angels of our nature. This is clip 9A. Listen.
There's a chapel in Kansas, standing on the exact center of the lower 48. It never closes. All are more than welcome to come meet here in the middle. It's no secret. The middle has been a hard place to get to lately. Between red and blue, between servant and citizen, between our freedom and our fear. Now, fear has never been the best of who we are. And as for freedom, it's not the property of just the fortunate few. It belongs to us all. Whoever you are, wherever you're from, is what connects us. And we need that connection. We need the middle.
Okay, that's an unusual message in a Jeep ad, isn't it? And what I find fascinating about this is the idea that this also reflects some of what at least President Biden was trying to talk about in his inaugural address. And I think it reflects the fact that, look, people spend so much money, I mean so unbelievably much money, a two-minute ad on the Super Bowl, I believe they suggested it would cost $20 million. It's a tremendous investment and money, even for a big motor company. And the fact that, as with the inaugural address, we're having a stress on meeting in the middle and common ground and unity and coming to this chapel in Kansas at the very center of the country. And with the religious imagery, all of this is poll tested. And I think suggests that there's an American appetite for actually meeting at the center. This is the way that Bruce Springsteen continues in this two-minute Jeep ad. Listen.
We just have to just remember the very soil we stand on. We stand is common ground. So we can get there. We can make it to the mountaintop. Through the desert. And we will cross this divide. Our light has always found its way through the darkness. And there's hope on the road up ahead.
Okay, it's certainly a positive ad and maybe even a positive sign. That apparently is why Bruce Springsteen, who's always had a, even while Bob Dylan was doing ads, Nobel Prize winner Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen had always said no. And this was not an ad featuring him singing, born in the USA, made in the USA, he could have changed it, whatever. Not that, but an ad for an idea of actually coming together at the center of the country. And, of course, the criticism on the ad has been the heavy religious imagery. There's a chapel, there are crosses, there are churches. And it also talks about making it to the mountaintop, which was the reference to the last speech that MLK, Martin Luther King, gave the night before he was killed. And there's been criticism that Bruce Springsteen sort of sounds like and looks a little bit like a cowboy. And that normally cowboys don't come out of Asbury Park, New Jersey. But you know what's fascinating about that? Is one of my favorite modern-day cowboy movies is a Clint Eastwood movie called Bronco Billy, where the main character is a cowboy from New Jersey. There's also a very different ad, which is an amazing ad because of its very, very admirable themes. Admirable themes that are pro-life and pro-adoption. It was for Toyota Motors, another car company, featuring Jessica Long, a 13-time Paralympic gold medalist. You see her swimming as an adult and looking amazingly accomplished as a swimmer, which of course she is. The ad sounded like this.
Mrs. Long?
Yes?
We've found a baby girl for your adoption, but there are some things you need to know. She's in Siberia, and she was born with a rare condition. Her legs will need to be amputated. I know this is difficult to hear. Her life, it won't be easy. Mrs. Long?
It might not be easy, but it'll be amazing. I can't wait to meet her.
We believe there is hope and strength in all of us. Toyota, proud partner of Team USA.
Okay, do you think that has a powerful pro-life message? about a little girl being adopted from Siberia, for goodness sake. And it's, of course, a recreation of her adoptive parents on the phone with the adoption agency. But the messages here, I do you remember some years ago they were trying to do, they did an ad with Tim Tebow for Focus on the Family, and that was criticized because it was a, Focus on the Family is a religious organization, it's a ministry, and Tim Tebow was expressing the idea that, gee, it's a good thing that my parents didn't abort me, which should not be a controversial message, should it? But it's fascinating when all of these major ad companies are actually perceiving an appetite in the midst of our great national festival and, this Tom Brady Day, the annual Tom Brady appearance in the Super Bowl, that when people are watching all of that, that they're going to want to hear messages like this. Now, the fascinating thing is one of the ads with the sharpest criticism attached to it is one that you wouldn't expect at all. Because if you look at the enduring popularity, I mean, Dolly Parton is an American institution, right? And she has been for a long time. So why does the Washington Post actually expend a full op-ed and a very lengthy one against an ad that she made for a website? We'll get to that ad and the reasons for the hostility and more. What's the problem with metal protectors, with metal monitors? We'll get to that and more.
Right now is a great time to become a medhead at michaelmedved.com. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial-free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40.
You ever wonder whether everything going on with our country is part of some larger plan, or is it all just an accident, just random? Well, you know what I believe. I wrote a book called God's Hand on America, and right now you can get a hardcover edition, first edition, personally signed by me, bundled together with an audio version of the book, read by me. It's on MP3 player or a flash drive, and it's only at the MedVet History Store at a special saving right now. That's MedVetHistoryStore.com.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your brain every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's an op-ed in the Washington Post that rips Dolly Parton for her Super Bowl ad. Her Super Bowl ad was for a website builder called Squarespace. And this ad that I'm about to play for you, which is about as innocuous. I don't think it's a very effective ad because I don't even understand what it is that Squarespace is supposed to do. But it really does represent some of the extraordinary leftist bias, even against a beloved American institution that creeps in where you least expect it. Here is the Dolly Parton Super Bowl ad reimagining the song 9 to 5, which she wrote and she performed for a film she starred in. That song, that movie 9 to 5, what is it? That's almost 40 years ago. In any event, the ad sounded like this, clip 10.
Working 5 to 9, you've got passion and a vision, cause it's hustling time, a whole new way to make a living. Gonna change your life, do something that gives it meaning, with a website that is worthy of your dreaming. 5 to 9, you keep working, 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 working 5 to 9, till your dreams come true. Work it 5 to 9, you keep
Okay, Squarespace is an American website building and hosting company based in New York City. If you've ever dreamed of having your own website, this provides software as a service for building and hosting your website and allows users to use pre-built website templates and drag and drop elements to create and modify web pages. That's the official identification for Squarespace. And so this was a big ad for Squarespace, and it shows people working in a typical office, and then later in the ad, they're all dancing, and they're very accomplished dancers, and they're dancing around and apparently working from 5 to 9 after they get off their regular job doing their new websites. And what the Washington Post writes is, one of the higher profile ads is a reimagining of Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 commissioned by website builder Squarespace. Sadly, this tone-deaf misstep from the beloved icon may be the biggest upset of the day. Just this month, we've read about how Parton refused to use her position to skip the line for a COVID-19 vaccination after she donated $1 million toward its development. And now she turned down a Presidential Medal of Freedom from former President Donald Trump twice. Now, most of that was apparently because of scheduling, not because of political disagreements, so Dolly said. This is Parton's very first Super Bowl ad featuring her reworked classic anthem, 9 to 5. Fans were initially excited to see what the reigning queen of country music had cooked up, but it quickly became apparent that Parton had made a rare miscalculation. Rather than paying homage to the spirit of the original song, which made no bones about the exploitative nature of the daily grind, the commercial for Squarespace features a tinny ode to the side hustle. Its office workers are portrayed as being overjoyed to continue working after hours. Their side hustles are painted as freeing, fun, and fulfilling. And the song itself encourages them to be your own boss, climb your own ladder. So what? Okay, this is the service they provide. How are they supposed to advertise it? Is Dolly supposed to say, well, these people are enslaved to their new websites that Squarespace is providing? I mean, what? An ad is supposed to make a product look good. Now, Parton's silvery voice is being used to promote the false virtues of working overtime when so many gig economy workers are barely scraping by and the tech companies who employ but misclassify them are raking in boffo profits. Okay, it's not Dolly's fault, really. One imagines that the Squarespace executives who pitched the idea to her played up the empowerment angle, maybe framing it as a means to encourage more creativity and experimentation. The press release chirps that the song is intended to celebrate a new generation of entrepreneurs and empower anyone with a dream to get started, which seemingly falls neatly in line with Parton's own rags-to-riches story. I bet my bottom dollar that the true horrors of the gig economy and of America's broken economic system never came up. No, I think that's probably true. I think Dolly probably didn't ask when they were doing this, hey, don't you think we ought to throw in something there about socialism and about sharing the wealth and about how the gig economy exploits people? I mean, honestly, yeah, that my estimate that probably been very close to correct, Jeremy. The numbers are a Super Bowl 30-second ad for 2021, $5,500,000. And so I was saying the two-minute ad from Bruce Springsteen must have been at least $20 million. And the idea that people are forcing you to start your own company? Not entirely. This email came in from David in Edmonds, Washington. And David said the Democrats want to empower Trump with his acquittal in the impeachment trial to further split and disrupt the Republican Party. I've always said we have two political parties in the U.S., the dumb and the dangerous. The dumb Republicans do not play politics with long-term strategies and legal language half-truths. The dangerous Democrats use political machine tactics and propaganda techniques that fool the public. Dangerous, but smart. And it wins elections. Ideologies do not win elections. Propaganda and false promises win elections. And if you do not win elections, you have no power to put your ideologies into law. I think the latter part of what you're writing, David, is entirely true. But what he's going back to is the idea that an acquittal in an impeachment trial, which is going to begin tomorrow, makes it more likely that Trump will run for president in 2024, will seek the Republican nomination, and as a previous caller suggested, if he doesn't get the Republican nomination, and I don't think he would, that President Trump would then go ahead and run as an independent. I actually don't think he would do that. But President Trump's entire presence in a Republican nominating battle is not going to help the party. because, again, some of those people who support President Trump, and right now it says that about half of all Republicans, according to that new poll by Ethics and Public Policy Center, want to see Trump run and are anticipating that they would support him for another go at Joe Biden, if Joe Biden is the nominee, or whoever it happens to be. It's a destructive prospect. But the notion, David, that the Democrats are doing this entire impeachment thing to empower President Trump so that he wrecks the Republican Party, could that be true for some of them, some of the strategists? Sure. But I think it's giving them, either too much credit or imputing too much deviousness to them. Look, I think there was genuine outrage, and it wasn't just among the sixth. And the idea that Trump responded so lackadaisically to actually securing the Capitol building while it was being attacked. This is a truly a sensitive matter for people who work on Capitol Hill. That remarkable thing happened that we haven't talked about yet, but it happened at the end of next week, is there are 340 congressional aides. And these are the people you pretty much never hear about. You wouldn't know any of the names. But they signed a document all asking for Trump's conviction in the impeachment charges against him. Now, why would congressional aides, many of them aides to Republican members of the House or the Senate, why would they be so concerned? Because this is where they work. It's also one of the reasons that I think among most members of Congress, there shouldn't be a problem with metal detectors before you go into the House. But there is. And there actually is a big debate about fining members who dodge the metal detectors and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.